So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
That's right. It is Dom time on a big day here. Got some great people stopping by. Wonderful side question. What do these two things have in common? We have a representative from New York trying to codify the president's executive order banning the federal government from buying paper straws, the paper straw. And the other, I spoke earlier this morning to Corey DeAngelis, who is the chief school choice person extraordinaire. And due to his efforts, this was secretive. He got it out first. Remember last week, he got out what the NEA, National Education Association, and the crazy woman who's their president were plotting, saying Trump's a fascist, you're a fascist if you support it, misspelling fascism. And we're going to muster America's school kids against this, among other things that they put out. Well, here's what they have in common. People are tired of the elites, of the progressives telling them, based on some Boy Scout who made it up, in my view, and I went back and researched, that we're using a billion straws a day and killing everything with them. They want to use a proper straw. Just give me a straw. We shouldn't have to go through an FBI background check to get a straw. With the NEA, the news is this. Marsha Blackburn and somebody in the House are poised to take away the charter, the congressional charter of the NEA. In other words, think of the good housekeeping seal of approval. The NEA is one of the few, I'm told, or maybe the only, that got this charter blessed by Congress. It's rare. It's like saying, wow, these are America's teachers. If that gets taken away, it may have a little bit of financial difficulty, but it is going to be a shot across the bow. The teachers union, the NEA particularly, and the AFT, they're enemies. They are the enemies of the people. They're the enemy of parental rights. The woman who's the president of the NEA is the enemy of sanity. And they just think they're going to continue to go down Broadway doing whatever the hell they want and suffer no consequences. That's the attitude. They've gotten away with it up until now. So taking away the NEA charter, is a big deal in that America, through its representatives, is saying, we've had enough of you teachers. Do something about your union. Do something about people who hate parents and parental rights. They think they're the experts, they're progressives, they're activists, and that's all that it's about. So any teachers listening, 855-839-1210, you can get in. I'd like to take away in Jersey the NJEA. Jack Cettarelli, get on that. I don't know if they have a charter. I know by teaching there, they just take your dues right out of your paycheck. You don't send it to them. You have no say in it. You have to pay it whether you like it or not, and it's taken right out by law. How do you think they ran a guy who came in fifth last for governor and they spent over $40 million on his cause in a governor's on a primary race? My God. So taking away the NEA charter is a big deal. Now, I'm going to get on to, look, I think what Dave McCormick did yesterday is great. I get the need to some degree with AI. Are you on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm more troubled by AI rather than seeing it as a panacea. I am not a fan of us marveling. I don't marvel at the machine. I don't marvel at the computer and all that. I marvel at what human beings can do. When we saw on Jeopardy, what was it, Watson? I don't know if Watson was playing Ken Jennings or somebody else. I think it was somebody else. I don't like Ken Jennings, but I think it was somebody else. I was rooting as hard as I could that Watson would blow up. It didn't happen in baseball's classic last night, as far as I know, with the computer system. But here's Doug Burgum, former governor and now the chief of the energy secretary. Here's Burgum yesterday from the summit, telling us, don't worry about AI. It'll be able to code, but everybody should go into the trades and be making $150,000 a year. Now, I'm happy that in years I've been in talk radio, we've seen the pushback against everybody go to college. We know how disastrous that was. And one of the best signs is a lot of businesses are not now saying you must have a college degree in order to apply. It used to be at CBS, then Odyssey. You had to have a college degree to be a salesman. Why? I want great salesmen. I don't care what they did in college. Well, it was put in as a bit of a hurdle to say that somehow or another, you stuck it out, you got through college. That tells us something. Here's Burgum, though. Tell me if you share this, coming off all this with AI yesterday, this panacea, and Burgum telling everybody to go into the trades.
What would you say about the job?
Well, I think with AI, as Howard and the president said, we're going to need more workers in this country because President Trump is the greatest economic developer that this country's ever had. It's brought back this record amount of foreign direct investment and a record amount of U.S. investment going back into job creation. But the mix is going to change. AI will take jobs away like software development because AI can write code, but AI can't wire a building, do plumbing. I mean, if kids go into the trades today, they're all going to be making $150,000 and they'll have amazing lives, build companies, start businesses. I mean, this is part of the boom of America because middle class, working Americans will never have had it as good. They have a lower taxes, lower regulation, and more opportunities to go to work to build things.
We need people. We really need, because we're building so many factories in the country. And so AI can help with that. But what also is going to help are going to be robots. You know, the robots, I think, are going to be a big deal, and that's going to help also.
All right, the robots, again, with this whole thing. All right? Come on, Al, in that deep recess of your mind, are you kind of skeptical, as I am, of this, or more than skeptical? Come on, let's not overpromise. We got to compete with the Chinese on AI. The best example I can give is the driverless car. Henry, hey, I was in one in Austin. I am not getting in one. I resent the whole idea, and I just am skeptical of it up and down the line. And the overpromising on it or dependence on it. Look, what Trump has done, luring money back, the commitment in several fields is enormous. Probably no president that we've ever seen. Almost definitely no president on that front. But with the AI stuff, you know, let's pump the brakes a bit here. All right, the Senate votes today on stripping the federal funding of NPR and PBS. NPR is more bothersome than PBS, but I'll talk about both of them. And what's PBS doing? It's hiding behind Mr. Rogers. It's telling us Mr. Rogers came through PBS. Have you no shame? Like the guy over here in Philadelphia. I forget how much he makes, the president of the PBS here. It's a lot in a non-competitive field. They're not competitive. They don't have to sell advertising or do whatever. They beg for money and they get it from the federal, state, etc. I think they're going to be cut today, both NPR and PBS, and hiding behind Mr. Rogers is not going to do it. All right, let me give you the side question today. Henry tells me it's International or World Snake Day.
Yeah.
So we are looking for somebody snake-like. Not that they necessarily look like a snake, but their activities are snake-like, treacherous, scheming. So I have to take off the board before you call. We got to take Lucifer, the devil, off the board. Come on now, you're not going to win with that. And when you think of Judas, I remember in the Mel Gibson film, they have the snake when Judas betrays, you know, the snake tempting him. It was the snake in the garden. Suddenly he had to put on clothes. It was the fashion industry. They rigged it. All right, so I'll take that off. I'll take Machiavelli off.
Oh.
I mean, Machiavelli is essentially coaching people up to be snake-like. You know, that's what his deal is. I don't see Machiavelli saying, yeah, this is for the public good. Tell them that, but it's not. All right, I have another one, too. I'll save that. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I got to go with the low-hanging fruit in terms of snakes and movies, and it's the obvious one. You broke my heart, Fredo.
Oh, yes.
Corleone, obviously, from The Godfather, betrays the family.
Let me make the case for Fredo. Isn't he more weak, more than snake-like?
He's definitely a weak-willed man, but he still went against the family here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I'm smart. Nobody asked me. Send Fredo.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and then the other one I'm going to take is quite literally, like, a real snake person, and that would be Cobra from G.I. Joe.
All right. That is a real... Okay. It's
thorn in the side everywhere you go.
This is a great tag-in. We don't know Dan's status here a little bit, but we're not going to do the father thing today until he's ready, so we'll get to that. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. So NEA, take away their charter. I know you're saying that's, you know, in the straws. Yeah, it's inch by inch by inch by inch rolling back the type of stuff that's been done that's so irritating. Why should the NEA have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval when they're rotten in their mission to educate Americans, when they kept kids out of school, when they have a woman who really her public actions are deranged, who's the president, and where they tell us they're just going to go to war with Trump. That's their mission for this year. And they can't spell fascism when they're opposing fascists. How in the world did Congress give them this federal charter? Meaning, yes, we support this union, second to none. As far as we can tell, few, if any, have that. It is the country saying, oh boy, this is the greatest organization imaginable. So I'd love to hear from teachers. How in the world have we gotten to this point where they're the enemies? That's exactly what they are. At least Randy Weingarten is smart, cunning. Some would say snake-like. Becky Pringle's not. She's just nuts. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless coming to your calls immediately. Just push #1210. Okay.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. All right, somebody who is a snake, treacherous, snake-like, World Snake Day, never done this one. Jump on board with that. I'll take Brutus off, too. Et tu, Brute. Brutus, for all time, you're in there. Now, maybe Hitler, maybe Caesar deserved it. He was a dictator, but et tu, Brute is there for you, buddy. Yeah, that's what you say. You can tell if a person is knowledgeable. You go et tu, Brute, and they keep stabbing you. I don't care what you're saying. All right. I just see this at the Inquirer. They did a neat piece on the rise in billboards for personal injury lawyers over the past few years. And they're enormous in the amount of money spent
all over the place
on SEPTA. And they asked a silly question, Philadelphia Inquirer. You wouldn't like the answer. Why is that? And what do they go off? Well, they go off the trail. They go to Morgan & Morgan. That guy's spending, I think he spent $218 million in advertising. Can you imagine? Nationwide. They go down that path. I'll tell you why. Because Philadelphia has been voted the number one judicial hellhole in the country, meaning you stand a better chance if you're a criminal on trial. A Philadelphia jury will have sympathy for you. But if you're a poor doctor, lawyer, Indian chief that gets pulled in and they can nail you, they feel they're sticking it to corporate America. They are the worst in the country. I remember there was an unfortunate accident. A girl fell through. She stood up or something like that on one of the rides. Maybe it was the Ferris wheel at Maury's. And somehow or another, as I remember it, they got that to be in federal court here in Philadelphia. It's like, oh, man, right there. All right, settle. Get the money back. Put the Brinks truck there. How in the world does something in Wildwood end up in Philadelphia? I know some business people I'm friendly with, they won't even have, you're losing money, aren't you? I don't want to ever have any tentacle of my business in Philadelphia. Because if you do, they'll drag you in. They know it. But it is amazing. Which one is the worst? You don't have to say the name of the attorney. The guy with the fake plastic phone and a pile of cash. And most of them are on 95. A great number. The expressway ones are unbelievable.
Yeah, there's that one guy that stares at me every time I come over 95 North, or 76.
And does he have anything in the ad?
No, it's just him with his arms crossed, and it's T-D-O-G law.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to explain.
Yeah, no. They're all
over the place, these billboards.
Yeah, 95's the principal one. But
I just wonder after COVID, because a lot of them used to be restaurants and strip clubs, right?
Right,
I wonder if coming out of COVID, if those that had the expenditures available really were just these law offices, and since then they've been the number one clients of these billboards?
Yeah, I think they've been for a pretty long time. They're on steroids now, though. And the reason is Morgan upped the game by how much he was spending, and he realizes Philadelphia is going to go. I mean, I was in a jury case. I got kicked out, as usual. You know, I got kicked out once by the defense attorney, prosecutor, and judge, and I'm proud of it because I was honest. And soon as I heard who, I have to admit it, I'm not going to say the name. It was one of these big chains, wasn't Morgan & Morgan. That was the attorney for the plaintiff. I immediately go like, nope, I don't care what. I'm not going to go down that path. All right, 855-839-1210.
Tony, John Morgan of Morgan of Morgan of Morgan of Morgan of Morgan
of
Morgan.
No, come on. Yeah, who made that up?
That's a meme.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, he started the arms race, but some of these other ads, they are not. They stretch the boundaries. There's one criminal attorney who says a reasonable doubt for a reasonable fee. I think it's on his card. I mean, this is what you're dealing with here. So the Inquirer asks, why so many? And my answer is because they know Philadelphia, personal injury, what's going to happen. They want to get into Philadelphia. Tony Indelco. Hey, Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, boy, that last bit makes me want to almost change my answer. You know, I work for a local company, and we suffer a great deal of theft.
Right.
And we've closed a bunch of our stores because of the theft. And the reason being is we can't deal with it because of the litigious nature of this area. And we're so afraid of getting sued.
Shoplifting, that is one of the number one thing. First of all, you have Krasner allowing it officially. Then, you know, if anything goes wrong in grabbing someone involved in this, that's going to be trouble in Philadelphia. It's hostile.
That's correct. And you just named what would have been my local person for the biggest snake. But I think the guy behind it all, and behind it all nationwide, would be George Soros is the biggest snake that we have.
All right, thank you, Tony, very much. We'll put that down on the list. 855-839-1210, you get a line. So who is snake-like coming on World Snake Day is what we're looking for. And 855-839-1210. I played you that of Doug Burgum. I just think the whole AI thing is overblown. I'm more suspicious of the downsides versus how wonderful it is. You see some of the things people rely on for AI. Am I going too far and said we're fascinated by this or we think we can turn it over to machines when they can't match human beings? There is a point with this stuff that gets to be a bit both ridiculous and almost insulting. Now, yesterday, all the money, all the stuff aside from just AI, energy, et cetera, they talked about at this summit. That is good stuff. We do have to compete with the Chinese. We don't want an AI gap. I get it. All right. So today they vote on PBS, NPR. And in doing that, we're going to see everything pulled out. So they go to the Pittsburgh guy. Now, you know that Mr. Rogers came out of PBS in Pittsburgh. They're trying to wrap themselves in Mr. Rogers. And the head of the Pittsburgh station says, yeah, we're just being punished here
because we fairly report on President Trump. No, PBS and NPR, we're coming after you because your snootiness and your progressivism both mixed together for the last, 30, 40, or 50 years are obnoxious. You're not unbiased, NPR particularly. You don't have enough voices. You're not diverse. Why should the American taxpayer pay for this? Go on the open market, get your donors, and then you can spew your biases. I mean, talk radio, we're obvious. We don't hide behind it. I'm a conservative. You can take that in any way that you want. They will not own up to the fact of the biases. I think of the people they routinely put on, lectures with John Meacham. You know, historians that are all biased. It's a constant flow of that. They're more civil about it than, say, an MSNBC. Why should they be supported? Now they're telling us people will not know about natural disasters if there are cutbacks here to NPR and PBS. I think NPR is worse, but PBS on issues like climate, any hot button issue, they'll say they're scientific. No, they're not. We know where they're going to end up. They might dress it up better. They might be more civil in how they go about it, but they're certainly not unbiased. And Mr. Rogers, as great as he was, can't be used as a shield to say he was, they're saying he was all about kindness. And we're seeing cruelty here. That means Trump again. That's where we're going. The raging debate today, too, and we should have E.J. Antonio on one of these days coming up. He's got a pretty good thing on Twitter explaining, and I think he's pretty neutral on that. He doesn't like Trump's tariff plan overall. But we did not see, tomorrow at 12:30, thank you. We did not see rising inflation here in any sense of the word. Now they're telling us about back-to-school sales. I hate the idea of back-to-school sales and stuff starting in July. Give it a rest. Come on. It's not till September. And how parents are going to be hit because of the Trump tariffs with back-to-school sales. They weren't perfect, the Trump tariffs. There was one indicator of inflation that was slightly up. But the overall indicators are good. And we're not seeing creeping inflation here. And these are the very same people who wouldn't call out any of this when Biden was murdering us with inflation. By the way, I got a lot to say today about the auto pen. And one of the reasons you can tell the media is in the tank, they're unserious. They're not serious. They're really unserious about the defense, saying that Comer signed some of the documents involved in this digitally. Well, that's not the same thing. We know that Comer is prosecuting the case around this. We know these are documents that back it up, that he's completely doing that. We don't know what Biden knew, who he pardoned. The only one he signed was Hunter Biden. Think about that. Why is Hunter Biden the only one he actually signed versus the thousands that are out there? And we have to do something. If it takes a constitutional amendment, I'm not giving anybody the I'm sick of the pardons, be it Trump or anybody else. I'm sick of the pardons. You can change that constitutionally. We could limit it. Oh, you want a number? Yeah, I'll settle for a number then. So they think long and hard. They just can't pardon people. And again, I have some pardons that Trump made. The woman that was a drug kingpin, and Hannity and others are going nuts the first time when he, isn't that wonderful? Rehabilitate it. No, she deserved to be in jail for 30 years. You're a drug kingpin. You're having people murdered. You stay in jail. All right, coming up, the attorney that we had on before, there's a break in the case of the big case that, well, in tangentially at least, Josh Shapiro is involved. We're going to speak with the attorney for the Greenberg family, who for, I believe it's 14 years, have labored to get someone to pay attention that their daughter was killed, that she didn't commit suicide. We'll let the attorney break it down. Hulu has a special coming up. Yes, it's reached ABC on this whole thing. All that with Dom straight ahead.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. We spoke some time back. I remember it because I think it was on a Friday with Joseph Pedraza, who is the attorney for the Greenbergs. He's a partner with Lamb McErlane PC, representing Ellen Greenberg and Joshua and Sandra Greenberg. And I went back, and it's hard to believe how long ago this case happened. When we spoke with him, I think it was around the time that a pathologist reversed the report, essentially from suicide to opening up foul play. And now Hulu, as part of their investigative series, is doing what I would say is a lot of work on this, a big special. I don't know if you call it a documentary. Let's go to Joseph here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joseph, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invite.
So, Joseph, for listeners that just want clarity, how long ago did this incident happen with Ellen Greenberg?
Well, it's a 14 years ago, in January of 2011.
And I remember it at that point in talk radio. It was a sad story. Then there started to develop, hey, this doesn't seem right. You don't have a suicide in this manner, but we weren't pathologists. And then I think the pathologist said, no, it was a suicide. Then what happened?
Well, it took 5 years since I've been involved in this case. But we finally have changed it back to what should be a homicide, but certainly something other than suicide, based on the facts that we were able to bring out in litigation that we brought against the city in two different lawsuits.
Why would Hulu pick up this case, do you think? I mean, I read their documents and all that. There is a true crime. Of course, people love that kind of genre. It's all over the place. Specifically, though, out of the thousands of cases, why is it they chose this, do you think?
You know, Dom, this is a strange case in the sense that there has been so much resistance by the public officials and public authorities that this flags. And when confronted with really incontestable evidence that this could not be a suicide, nevertheless, the authorities continue to pump that theme even to today. It still remains a suicide on record, even though the pathologists who originally said it was a homicide, then changed it to suicide, recently in beginning of this year, signed a declaration saying, hey, you know what? Looking at all these facts, this should not be a suicide.
And then the name Josh Shapiro comes up. I wonder if Hulu has that interest. I believe he was the attorney general at that point. What would Josh Shapiro have to do with a Philadelphia case?
Well, the district attorney in Philadelphia had originally sent it up to the attorney general's office, claiming that there was a conflict. And that's the decision by the district attorney, and that was done. The attorney general's office then claimed to have done an investigation, and they claimed to corroborate that this was a suicide. Unfortunately, what the attorney general's office didn't tell the public was that at no time did the attorney general's office reach out to the Greenbergs, their representatives, their experts, or any of the evidence that the Greenbergs has put forward to show that this is not a suicide. And as far as the Greenbergs know, they really didn't do much, if any, of an investigation before they declared, hey, this is really a suicide.
And is there any appearance of a conflict of interest here in any way, shape, or form? I'm talking with the attorney general's office.
Well, at the time, it was raised by an actual outsider, raised that the then attorney general, now president governor, had perhaps a close relationship with Ellen's fiancé, Sam Goldberg. And this person claimed that the governor, then AG, had this personal relationship, and you had a question as to whether the attorney general's office really should have been handling this matter or itself was conflicted. And right after that allegation was made, the attorney general's office kicked the case away from the attorney general's office and sent it back to another jurisdiction in Chester County for continuing of the investigation.
Yeah. Is this part of this series? Is Josh Shapiro, to your knowledge, will he be featured in it?
Well, I don't know for sure. I would suspect, however, that the producers were extremely thorough, and mm-hmm. I would be sure that they reached out to the governor, asked for comment, and even probably asked for his direct participation, particularly since after the pathologist came back recently and said, hey, you know, I was wrong. This is not a suicide. It should be changed. Unbelievably, thereafter, the governor came out and said, hey, there's this plethora of evidence out there that proves suicide that I'm aware of when I was the attorney general, which shocked us all.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. Let's drill down on that, because as a layman, just someone who went to law school, I told you before, the things that you have talked about in a lot of interviews just don't add up to a suicide. What would you say is the most prominent thing for laymen where it's questionable based upon, is it the number of stabbings? Is it the angle? What's so questionable about it?
You really just need to know two things, Dom. One, when you reconstruct the stabbings from a physical, physiological standpoint, you could not self-inflict every one of them. we prove by recreating it. The second thing is that the medical examiner's office actually found that one of the wounds was post-mortem. Now, what does that mean? It means it was inflicted after Ellen was dead.
Right.
And dead people do not self-inflict. Yeah. So those two things by themselves automatically rule out suicide and tell you that there had to be foul play.
So what is the path then? What do we need coming out of this, which will raise national attention, Joseph? What's needed to get to what? A new trial, an indictment? Is that what we're looking at?
What we're looking for right now, Dom, is really the civil course has been completed. What we're looking for is an investigatory agency to do a forthright investigation. Now, whether that's by the new attorney general and the office under that new attorney general or the federal authorities or the appointment of a prosecutor, a special prosecutor with investigatory powers, that's what we need right now. And if members of the public would support that, it would be great and a great help to the Greenberg family.
Absolutely. Do you know when this airs, the Hulu presentation?
My understanding is it should be in the beginning of fall. So I'm thinking it might be like a September, October period.
Okay. And Joseph, if people want to reach you for any reason connected to this, you never know. What do they do?
Well, they can just simply look me up in the or on the internet. It's P as in Paul, O-D-R-A-Z-A. I'm with Lamb Mackerlane. My number is always published as well as my email. They can certainly reach out to me, and I'm more than happy to communicate with them.
Anything else, Joseph, you'd like to add that you think is front and center with this?
Well, what I would like to do is thank you, Dom, because if it wasn't for people like yourself and the other members of the media, I don't believe we would have gotten as far as we've gotten. And it truly is a testament of the First Amendment that it can make a difference, and it has made a difference in this case.
Well,
so thank you.
I would say the parents, this is good parenting, not letting up on this. And again, you know, we see so many cases, Joseph, so I didn't know early on. I didn't know until the pathologist, the one that reversed it, the fullness of this. I just remember the amount of the stabbing, and I remember the issues allegedly around one of her friends with this. But boy, 14 years to continue on this, and they're doing it with great people like you. They're doing it skillfully, professionally, I might add, despite their grief. That is what a parent should do.
Agreed. And thank you again for being a participant on your show today.
You're welcome, Joseph. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
All right. We'll get your response to that. 14 years. Every time he's on, I go back and look it up because I knew it was quite a while ago. But that is relentless. You know, I remember Dan, we had on the mom, I guess it was the mom mainly, the guy that was stabbed in that movie that I was interviewed for in Center City, and similar sort of stuff around that. That was more Krasner-esque. But Josh Shapiro's got...
That was a Linda Skellinger.
Yeah, Linda Skellinger. He has a lot to answer for here. And that may be something that drew the attention of Hulu. I mean, 14 years and this change of heart, that probably drew them. But what drew them is that this guy has skated on this, has not given a full reckoning. I'm not saying he did anything that I know, but you heard what the attorney said as far as Shapiro. And when he runs for president, which he's doing, all this is going to come up again. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with a snake, a human snake, someone snake-like. Dan, we didn't get yours. Do you have one?
Robert De Niro?
You think that's his number one quality, a snake? Okay.
If I were to cast a physical representation of a snake, I would cast Robert De Niro in a heartbeat.
Yeah, okay.
Any particular quality? It's the snively nature of a lot of his characters. I think I hate to say it's not even the actor himself as much as I'd like to dunk on him. It's the characters he plays a lot of times. De Niro's characters as a whole. Snake.
Okay. So it can be fictional. It can be a character. It can be in a book. It can be whatever. I took off Brutus, Lucifer, and Machiavelli. All right. So hit us with someone that has that quality that you think snake right away when you see them or you listen to them or their persona or what they're doing. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. So we'll see. 14 years. That is remarkable to have the resources and the drive to keep that going. The key fact that he said that always sticks with me, it's not even just the angle of attack, whatever. But they've proven that she was dead when one of these stabbings happened. So if that's established in court, you know that somebody killed her. I just remember when it first broke to knocking down the door, things of that nature. Just a remarkable story. And there is a connection there with Josh Shapiro that appears to be a conflict. Doesn't mean he did anything or didn't do anything. 855-839-1210.
She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, the snake gave her a vicious bite.
Take me in, oh,
Is that from a Trump rally, part of that?
Yeah, he was talking about immigration.
Yeah, okay.
He was saying that often you'll take people in and he's
right.
Yeah, singing the snake song, yeah.
Yeah, the snake does what the snake is going to do. So could it be a real or a fictional character? I see one up there. I don't know that he's a snake, but we're looking back for particular qualities here. If you want to get into the hat, you want to be a winner today, 855-839-1210. You heard the attorney for the Greenbergs, who really have gone all out. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we have Kim Ward, who's the president of the Senate in Pennsylvania, but a lot going on with Shapiro trying to stop Stacey Garrity from entering the race. They want to get old Doug in there. I wouldn't be surprised if they're spending money to pump up the crowd. They've caught. Yeah, they want Doug Mastriano to be in there. And I'm trying to get ahead of the curve. If Stacey decides not to run, to say, no, can't support him. That's it. I am not. It's too much to bear that we get put into these dilemmas. But I want to talk about President Trump saying, hey, you're not with him if you won't let Epstein go. Is it time for me to stop? You be a bit of a director here. Dan, is it time for me to stop talking about Epstein?
Oh, you don't want me to get into Epstein, man.
No, should I stop talking about
this whole thing? No, we need to keep talking about it. Keep it in the headlines. This is complete asinine behavior from our president, to be quite honest.
Well, I'm in agreement with that, but I'm saying as far as people are tired of it.
I don't know. Do you think people are tiring? Because
I think
people want answers.
Yeah, and I think they do.
I don't know if they're tiring on the, I think the tiring I feel is more so, let's just get damn answers. I'm tired of this being kind of kicked down the road over and over again.
Well, that was going to be my rebuttal. If we had a debate and somebody said it's tiring, boring, and Trump saying that, well, then just give us the answers and we'll go away.
Yes.
And Alan Dershowitz yesterday was kind of holding. His trousers were in a bit of a knot there about this. But he did say the stuff that they could put out there. President Trump has now said Pam Bondi can do what she wants on this. Now, that's unlikely. All right. So when you call in, just a simple yes or no. Is it move on time? I mean, every story has a move on time. I'd say the move on time is when something is released on this. Otherwise, Maxwell ought to be released from prison. Henry, you take calls too on this. What do you say?
I say you got to keep it going. Come on in. Keep that headline alive. Don't let the media gaslight you into thinking like, no, it's not a big deal. It's over. That was years ago. Keep it up.
Well,
keep it going.
Let's name the names then. Let me go through the list of who is on the side. Charlie Kirk, fraud.
Yeah. He got a call from Trump.
And he's telling us the argument he's going to drop it. He's not talking about it anymore, no matter what. Megyn Kelly's on the plus side. Now, Megyn Kelly has been very complimentary of Trump, I think, and correctly on all the things that are there. But she says, no, we got to continue on this. This is ridiculous.
I just can't believe there's a narrative out there of, because it's on YouTube. It's
right.
Brett says, it's time to let Epstein go. It's gotten to the point now, Dom, where I am furious because a lot of my support for Trump comes from the drain the swamp narrative.
And this was a large part of it.
This is a huge part of it. And now for him to essentially say, no, let's look the other way, and now we have supporters who voted for him based on draining the swamp also saying, oh, you know, we should probably move on. That is BS. If this were going the other way, man, we would want answers. We need answers. If we want to solve every issue we face as society currently, I think this is the string. This is the thread that if you pull it, the sweater starts to unravel. And the fact that he's covering this up now, I hate to say, in my eyes, that somewhat implicates the guy.
I don't think it implicates him.
I think it does.
I think it's arrogance, though.
No.
He's banking on the fact that Trump supporters...
Can I play what he said today?
Yeah.
Here's what he said today. Okay. Here you go, Henry.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen
of that?
No,
it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And... it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected. Like in New York, we have a communist running. He may get elected, too, actually, but he'll destroy the city. I call it the Epstein hoax. Takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements we've had, a great gentleman yesterday, as you know, went on CNBC, and he made the statement that Trump may go down as the greatest president of all in the United States. And instead of talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous achievement. They're wasting their time with a guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. I'd rather talk about the success we have with the economy, the best we've ever had, and all of the things we've done, including the Middle East. I mean, you see it. Instead, they want to talk about the Epstein hoax. And the sad part is it's people that are really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, who has standing to talk about? Obviously, Democrats are picking at it because they see the problem here. We don't want it to create that. He's referencing the Home Depot founder, and he's right. But if you can't get out of your own way on stuff like this and just put it to bed, it detracts from being a Mount Rushmore president. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So we brought you Dershowitz. You heard him yesterday. O'Reilly. And these are people that are in the center of this. And you heard their take of where this goes. I can't figure out. I'm telling you, there is no sense of Trump being implicated in everything. You know, and I know, they would have used this forever before. It would have been over. So then why go down this path? And now it's becoming Trump. President Trump is basically saying, you know, you love all the things that I've done. This is a ride that has extended 10 years now. You're going to give me a pass on this. Are you, or do you want an answer? 855-839-1210. Be bold enough, though. Don't send YouTube an email. Call. We'll give you time. I'm not going to kill you if you differ. Does this deserve an answer, or is it small potatoes, move on to all the other things? I mean, we talk about that nonstop because they're true, and defend against Democrats whose only thing is to find fault and try to run it down. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.